Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let me start it this way. I would not, if I'm the Mets, be letting anybody, but specifically Pete Alonso in this case, be dictating my offseason. Remember last year, they let it drag out forever. The Mets were like, well, we want him back, but we feel like we're offering a fair offer. Then it got to the point where they felt like they needed to move on, and it was definitive that they were going to move on, then they ended up together. This year, for me, and we talked about this yesterday, I would go to Pete and say, look, where's the money that you want? That's fine. Okay, here's where we're at with the money. You got to be a DH. If he can't get beyond the idea of him being a DH, I don't see how the Mets can improve their ball club. So the perfect world would be Pete back as a DH, part-time DH, part-time first baseman. Then you can build out from there, get a solid defensive first baseman to complement Pete and build out your roster there. But outside of that, I'm not bending over backwards or holding up my offseason waiting on Pete Alonso and his greedy agent to get their 6 or 7 year offer.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Sal, how much longer are we going to kick this down the road? I mean, this cannot be an every year or two occurrence where, all right, Pete had a good year, Pete's going to opt out, you know, what's the market going to say this year based on what he just did the previous year? The rubber's sitting the road here. This is it. I mean, is Pete going to be a lifelong Met or is Pete not going to be a lifelong Met? The difference to me is that I think last year they were less committed to like what they really wanted to do organizationally. I think we could probably boil it down to this. Like, I think this is a pretty fair guess/assessment. Stearns doesn't love him. Going back to last year, Stern doesn't really value him or love him the way the fans do. I think Cohen was kind of in between, wanted to give his general manager a chance to build the team and his vision, but also then he started listening to the fans at the fan fest, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think that right now there's a lot more clarity. I really do. I don't think that there's a lot to interpret anymore. I think that the way the season ended, now it's not Pete's fault because Pete had a really good year, right. But I actually think that there is there was kind of an awakening within the Mets organization, and I could be reading this totally wrong. I don't think he's back. I don't think Pete's going to be back with the Mets unless Pete took a massive concession, whether it's in terms of length, AAV, or being primarily a DH, which I do not think he will consent to. I don't think Pete's going to be back.
If he wants the most money and the Mets say, here's the one thing I would not do, in addition to the DH, it would be a non-starter for me. I'm saying I'm not playing this game all offseason long. We want you back. Like, there's a part of Pete, I believe, that wants to be loved, but he wants to be loved by showing the paycheck. The idea that Boris will come out with 6-7 years, like, come on, dude. It's not realistic. Now, if they want to wait for that, that's on them. I would go in a different direction. The way that Sandy Alderson did years ago, and I think wrongfully so, with JT Realmuto, he didn't want to wait for Realmuto and just said, we're going to go get McCann. Now, that turned out to be a disaster. It's not apples to apples here, but that thought process would be what I would want to have is, we want you back, Pete. If you want to be a Met, here are the circumstances. We'll give you what we believe is fair market value, 5 years, 150, whatever it may be, around that. That's what I'm saying I would do. Maybe they wouldn't even go to that extent. I'm saying I would, because I'm paying. The biggest appeal about Pete Alonso is that you're paying for his power. Mm-hmm. Okay, that is something that to me is worth investing in because it's been constant. So I would tell him, I'll invest in you. Pete, we want you to be back. We want you to be a lifelong Met. 5 years, 150, again, whatever the math is around that, you've got to be a part-time DH, part-time first baseman. Now, if he doesn't like that for whatever reason, the DH part of it, he wants to wait to get more money, I am moving on. I'm not letting Pete Alonso hold up my offseason. And I hope that Steve Cohen lets David Stearns handle things like that.
Yeah, I don't know that he let him do it last year. And that's what we talked about, where I think the sentiment of the fans kind of crept in.
Different, though. You mentioned it's different this year.
I do think it's different. And by the way, I respected that last year. You know, coming off the year that they had, they were almost to the World Series. I understood the energy around Pete and why it dragged on a little bit there. It was a tough market to read because he had had, you know, at that point, 2 years in a row that for him were a little bit down. The batting average was down. You know, it was a different evaluation. I think right now, I think it's very clear that the Mets need a massive overhaul of epic proportions, right?
So beyond just the starting rotation, which is an obvious thing.
Yes. I mean, you know, we talk about Pete now, obviously, but who's playing second? Who's playing third? Who's definitely the catcher? Who's playing center? Who's playing left? I mean, it's Nivo based on the contract, but is that what you really want? And for me, the answer is probably not, which means I'd be open to trading Nivo, as you and I have discussed. So there's a lot of work to do, not to mention getting some guys at the top of the rotation, seeing what's going on with Skubal. Now, the good thing is the Mets have money, the Mets have prospects. So there are off seasons that you go into where there's either a budget restraint or you got the 19th rated prospect list and nobody really wants to do business with you. The Mets are actually in a position of power. Now, if they were to drop the edict to Pete about playing DH, and this came up a little bit yesterday with you and I don't think there's any way Pete's going to consent to that. Okay. I just don't. Now, and I actually understand that as a competitor. Not that I'm playing first base in the majors, but like if I could put myself in Pete's shoes, I'm sitting there saying, I mean, why the hell at the age of 30, soon to be, I think he's going to be 31 in a month or so, why am I going to go to the DH when I'm got a lot of baseball left in me here?
Because money talks.
Yeah.
And if he wants to be a Met, which I don't think he really, like I think he might care about it a little bit, I think he wants the best contract. And whether that's the Cubs or Mariners or Phillies or Red Sox.
See, I think he loves being a Met, man.
Well,
then prove it by going to DH.
Bingo. Here's what
he won't, though.
I am looking at, and by the way, God bless him if he wants to go get the most money and if he can get it. Like, I have no issue with
Absolutely.
That. I am looking at it from make the Mets better perspective. They need a DH. I believe Pete's power and success in New York.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Offensively is something worth investing in. Also, nobody can argue, including Pete himself, that he is not a great defensive first baseman. The Mets are going to value defense as they should. Look at the World Series, how that played out.
I know.
You think Pete Alonso was making a fraction of those plays?
No.
Or any of the Mets, for that matter. It's not Pete Alonso, but any of the Mets.
They got a lot of work to do.
You got to tighten things up. Pete, as a DH, is plus-plus.
Yep.
Now you have one of the better DHs. And again, it's not just exclusive DH. You could play a little bit of first. If he's not open to that, I need to move on. I'm not letting him hold up my offseason like he did into January and February a year ago. End of story. This is different this time. So he may think the market's going to be a certain way, whatever he may want. From the Mets' perspective, if I'm Stearns or Cohen or whoever's making these decisions,
yep,
here's what the offer is. You are going to be a DH or start to transition to DH. Here's what I think you're worth. Now, for me, I would go to a five-year, 150. That may be more than you would do, BT.
I wouldn't give him 5 years. No way.
Okay, maybe be more than the Mets would give him. Either way, they got to give him their max offer,
yeah,
in accordance with him accepting a DH role. If he doesn't like it, they need to move on. End of story.
I respect the bottom line position. I do. I think if that's the case, and if the Mets were willing to do that, I think Pete walks, and the Mets need to be okay with that, which means...
Would you be okay with that?
Yeah,
okay,
I absolutely would. Yeah, right. And this is not disrespecting Pete. I think you need to build the team very differently. You know, again, I didn't think Vlad Guerrero was a very, very talented first defensively, but you saw him do things that Pete just doesn't do, all right? And if you watch the World Series or any playoff series with Toronto, you know what I'm saying. And I think that it's time to really shift the focus on how the Mets are built. Now, the other thing, too, right? So I think that there are certain situations where you can make concessions, right? Whether it's having him play first base, even though he's average or slightly below, because there's a monetary uptick with Pete, right? Or with player X. I'm obviously talking about Pete. But that's not the case with Pete Alonso. The reason why the Mets' attendance soared was because of Juan Soto, not because of Pete Alonso. The year before, when Pete Alonso was the star along with Lindor and Soto was in the Bronx, you know, there were 17,000 people there on Tuesday nights and Wednesday nights during the school year when the Mets were in a pennant race. And then Cohen, obviously, he implored the fans, hey, come on, you got to come out, you got to support the product. And they did that, and I believe that they did that primarily for Juan Soto, that star. Like, Juan Soto's a platinum star player. Like, he just resonates differently than Pete. People don't flock to Queens to watch Pete. I say this not to diss Pete, because there's the financial aspect, right? And then there's the baseball aspect. I don't think he affects the bottom line as favorably as some people thought that he once did. And his deficiencies, he's an imperfect player. So if somebody wants him for big money, again, I really do respect Pete, but I would let him go.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It sounds to me like you don't want Pete back.
I want him back, but it's got to be perfect. If it's not perfect,
like what?
For
give me the parameters.
Give me two. I'll even give him big money. Like, I'll give him 30 change. I'll go. I'll make him the highest paid first base. But again,
but you
I'll
would
go
have him
two
play
plus
first
one.
Base.
Well, here's the thing. Well, I'm going to be a little sneaky here. Once you sign the contract, you play where I tell you to play. You think about this, right? And so I like what you're saying. Be up front and tell Pete you're going to pretty much be the DH.
Well, because how could you want him back as a first baseman? He's not good.
No, no, what I'm saying is I don't want him back. Right. But I don't need to tell him before that he's going to DH 100 games. Hey, here's the 3 years. I would go 3 years plus one. That's what I would probably do. That's my drop-dead offer. I'm not going more than that.
39 a year, roughly.
Yeah, whatever. Well, let them figure that out. 30, right. 30 29, okay. 30, something like that. Three plus one. Okay. Hey, Pete, you're my first baseman. Then the season starts. I get a better defensive first baseman, and I let Pete DH two or three times. What is he going to say? I'm not playing?
Yeah.
You're going to play where I tell you to play.
But I mean, I'd rather just be up front with him. Either way, my point is, forget about what you would say to him, how we would build the Mets out. Pete coming back as a DH makes their lineup stronger. Having his bat behind Soto makes their lineup stronger. Also, you can upgrade defensively at first base. That's why, to me, it is a slam dunk. The only holdup would he be willing to do that? And if he's not, I've then got to move on. I am no longer interested in, and I wasn't even interested in doing this a year ago.
Nope.
I'm no longer interested in having Pete Alonso be the everyday first baseman, regardless of the contract. He could tell me, I'll come back and play first base for free for 162 games. And I would say, I appreciate that. I don't want you to play first base. I'd rather pay you to be a DH because I'm trying to make the team better. This is not a money thing.
Yeah.
It's about trying to make the team better.
They won a championship.
Correct. How do they get better? You keep Pete's bat in the lineup
yeah,
and you find somebody else to play first base defensively.
Okay, think about this, guys, right? And I know, and we'll get these calls, and it's going to be very split. I think a lot of people understand the reality of Pete at this point, all the good, all the bad. Come on, we watched him for 7 years. We know what he can do and what he can't. But if you are staunchly against possibly moving on from Pete, all right, I don't mean just as a DH or as a first. I mean, totally. Think about what you saw in the World Series. Is he going to turn 3-6-3 double plays? Is he going to, you know, cut down a runner at home on a contact play from third base? No, he's not. Is he going to, you know, throw a dime to the plate when somebody's trying to score on a double down the right field line and he's the cutoff man from Soto? The answer is no. He's going to lollipop it. And you're going to probably lose the game as a result. And I think that now... the other thing, too, we know his deficiencies, and that's got to be worked around.
And we know his strengths.
And we know his strengths, and they're plentiful. There's no doubt about it. I am not letting him dictate when I do the other stuff. Here's the other aspect of it. Like, Pete, I need an answer soon, buddy. We're not looking to get rid of you, and that's kind of what you're saying as well. We're not looking to get rid of you. We'd like to find a way to make this work, but if you're going to drag your feet and this thing goes into mid-December, hey, we got to find out about Bellinger. We got to check it on Tucker. We got to check it on school, but we got to make it aggressive. We got to check it on Valdez. We have things to do because we are nowhere near a World Series team. You either jump in or you jump out, but we're not waiting for you.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you to the Town Fair Tire. You always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Larry is in Westchester starting us off. What's up, Larry?
Hey, BT, Sal. How are you guys doing?
Good.
What's up, Larry?
Okay, listen, I wanted the Mets to do exactly what the Jets did. They got to blow it up and start again. As far as Alonso goes, I would do this with Pete. 4 years, $35 million guaranteed every year, option for a fifth, no opt-outs. If he hesitates for more than a month, say goodbye and start the rebuilding process. Like you guys were saying, they need so many pieces. They need a second baseman. They need a center fielder. You can't have Alonso hold up Stearns' off-season plans, not to mention the pitching, which is in total shambles, over one guy. Pete's a nice player. I love him, but I'm ready to move on. It has to be done. Like BT, you just said, they're nowhere near a World Series.
They're not.
Team.
They're not.
So much. They're not, and they need so much work, and to have one guy constantly hold it up, not right.
Well, I wouldn't say constantly, Larry. Yeah, no, I got you. Good call. We got you. I'm not saying constantly. I mean, your contract's up when it's up, and then you've got to deal with it. That's business, and we don't begrudge him for going through the business, but the business last year, the way it trickled in, it's got to be different than the way it goes down this year is what I think both of you and I are saying. You know, you can't have this go on for 7 weeks. What's the plan? Now, the one thing, when Larry talks about the Jets and the rebuild, as much as the Mets need to do, it's not a rebuild. Like, there are moves. Like, there's no move that the Jets could have made at the trade deadline or even coming into the season, more specifically for the offseason, that would have elevated them to a championship status. That they're just nowhere near it. The Mets, there is a path to do that because they're a pretty good team with the ability to be a very good team if they do the right things.
100%. I mean, the Blue Jays went from worst to first, and they were in the World Series this year. So it's not just the Dodgers model. There are other ways to do it, not to mention that 2 seasons ago, the Mets were in the NLCS, just a couple of games away from the World Series. So I don't think it's as far as it may seem, or certainly coming off an 83-win season, but they've got to make the right moves, and that's why investing in Pete Alonso is not a bad investment. You've got to invest in the right part of Pete Alonso's game. That's the power. That plays. That's a known commodity in New York, in big spots. Pete Alonso's power is proven. I want to invest in that, but I can't invest him as a first baseman. It's got to be as a DH, and I'm not letting him or his agent hold me up. I'm sorry. I would have a hard stance on that, and I don't even care about Boris's other players then. He doesn't like it. Tough. The Mets have shown the willing... Scott Boras needs the Mets more than the Mets need Scott Boras. I'll go find other players elsewhere. I don't need to get Scott. Even Tarik Skubal, I don't care. I'll go find another starting pitcher. I'll go pay somebody else. Scott Boras doesn't control the New York Mets. The Mets, Scott Boras needs them and their money to drive prices up with Steve Cohen now at the helm. I am, if I'm the Mets, not letting anybody dictate what I do this offseason. I'm hitting the ground running, trying to rebuild this thing here or build this thing to get to a World Series caliber, and I can't let Alonso or anybody else hold me up.
I respect that, but here's the one problem. Because the Mets and because Cohen has so much money, they're going to be strung along here. You know what I mean? Especially for
only if they allow it.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. I mean, that's why if you drop down that drop dead date of, hey, listen, you know, at least a more defined, maybe not drop dead, but a more defined parameter timeline than last year where it just dragged on. That's fair. That's one way to circumvent that. But
if the Mets are out of play on Pete, you think he's getting the offer that he wants somewhere else? He may not get it anyway.
I don't even know if he's going to get that from the Mets, what I was going to say.
That's the point.
Well, that's why, yes, Boris needs to, like, you need the Mets at the poker table right here for Pete. Because if the Mets are like, hey, you know what? We respect you. We love you. But we're going to move on. Well, now the options dry up. And then it very well might be like 1+1 or 2+1 right, like it was a year ago, 1+1 for Pete. The thing is, and I Sal, I like what you're saying about him being the DH because we know he is not a good first baseman at this point. But I, under no circumstance can I envision him, like just the way it would happen, him opening day, you want to throw him out there opening day, yeah, the symbolic first baseman, whatever, but meaning I just don't see him consenting to it. I don't even see the Mets being that forward in their presentation.
Even if he got the money?
No. Because just because we don't think he's a good first baseman and the metrics bear that out, he takes pride in playing first base. So,
but if the offer was the best one out there?
Yep. Well, I mean, I don't know.
The Mets could give him that.
Yeah,
they could say, we want you to be a lifelong Met, and we want you to continue to hit home runs here. We want to invest in you. We'll give you the 5-year, $150 million, whatever the math is. Nobody's giving 6 or 7, so you don't need to get reckless. But look, maybe if you want to go to the 6-year, fine, but lesser than the value. However they want to make him happy financially, contract-wise,
yep,
they have the power to do that. The only ask would be, from my perspective, you got to be open to DHing sooner than later. You don't have to, even if you don't want to give him specific numbers. For me, I'd do half the year this year, and then you start to phase him out into being a full-time DH.
I think he would take that as disrespect, and I think he would walk out. And you know what? If the Mets were to be that forward and that brazen, if you will, well, they've already baked the possibility of him responding that way into that calculus. Like, it's not like if the Mets do what you want them to do, and Pete's like, no, I'm offended. That's just disrespect.
Well,
okay, but there's no way the Mets would be like, oh, wow, he's disrespected. Of course they would understand that that's right, a possibility.
Of course.
No, so I get that. So,
but he also wants the money.
He wants the money, but now, and I don't even want to get into the finances of the different states and the taxes, whatever.
Okay, but he could go somewhere
you think
else
about this, like, because what you're saying is if the Mets, if he was to be approached as a part-time DH and he was turned off by it, but the money made it more appealing where he swallowed his pride, right? That's basically.
Well, or he just...
Or he says no.
Well, not swallowing. He can do whatever he wants.
I got you. But I don't think the Mets, under any circumstance, their offer would be so much more than any other team's offer that... And then you bake in, again, the tax implications. I think, if it's a 5-year deal for the Mets or a 3+1 from somebody else or something, yeah, let's stick with that. And the Mets are like, you DH and you play in first base, and the Angels say, you're our first baseman. I think he's gone.
Okay.
For less money in less years. I think he's saying, you know what? I felt disrespected last year. You gave Soto $800 million, you know, rightfully so. But what he's thinking is, and I got to beg for this money, I'm leaving.
Okay,
I'm done.
So then who cares?
No, I agree.
Would say, okay, we'll see you later. Yes. I don't want you to be the first baseman.
In a lot of ways, that would make it easier on the Mets because if Pete makes the decision for them, well, now the Met fan can't be mad at the Mets for disrespecting a Met legend.
There's a thought about, well, the Mets would be better off with Pete Alonso. The Mets would be better off without Pete Alonso. This is definitive. The Mets would be better off with Pete Alonso as their DH. If he doesn't like it, move on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.